Holy cow, it's been a whirlwind. I'll just kind of give like a recap of things since the Sotheby's show closed, or really since it started. The day the Sotheby's show was opening was the day after Truth Terminal and Goetzius Maximus blew up. And basically, on the way to the opening, you're like, okay, this is happening next. This is what we need to do. We'd already had a prototype for an LLM that Ross Goodwin had built, that if you follow governance, you'll know a bit about. And it's been part of this larger project to build a credible, real voice for Botto that is highly trained in art history, but is also openly governed. And it takes some novel approaches to governance and LLM architecture that is really exciting. But it was really more designed for a museum context as a prototype, but wasn't necessarily ready for the Twitter context. And so we've put together, actually, well, we asked the proto version of Botto, what would you want to do on Twitter? And it proposed an intern to kind of buffer itself a bit from the messiness on Twitter, called it Otto, gave it a persona, and wrote like basically the prompt for it. And that's running with Claude right now on Twitter through the Botto Project Twitter, and is running that. And that's also collecting data to train Botto on it, or to train more agents on it. It's essentially collecting data on like what is Twitter, what are good tweets on Twitter, what is the context of Twitter, what are different contexts that are discussed on Twitter, and have been kind of slowly iterating on that. It just recently got the ability to see, and so people have been sending it their art for it to critique and discuss. And right away, I think it caught some good attention. Obviously, there's a big AI meta. It's cooled off a little bit, but it's still going, and it's a great way to catch those tailwinds and then direct those into the real art project, which is this LLM project with Botto. So that's continuing to run and will continue to develop. I've been saying, I think like in some ways, the next year of rollout that we were talking about is going to be happening in the next 3 months because of how fast the agent stuff has accelerated. It just provides a lot of ability, a lot of new possibilities with Botto being able to speak more, to give creative direction to the DAO, to say what it wants to do. It makes for, I think, a lot of clarity. It gets rid of a lot of ambiguity, and we can do a lot of things with that in terms of how Botto presents itself, how we present new opportunities to participate. So a lot of things, I think, run through some agent in one form or another. And so it's just a matter of rapidly iterating to make that possible. So that's been going on. And that was like essentially like immediately as Sotheby's, literally the day it started, we started working on the agent stuff. And then the P5 project is getting very close to being ready to launch into the pre-training to get it developing for the end of January, early February. Basically just Chuby's put together an incredible new interface for interacting with that. And the upgrade is essentially done to Botto's architecture for self-iterating. It won't even need human feedback. It'll still work with human feedback, but it can run on its own. And that's very exciting, just in terms of a level of autonomy. And now it's just figuring out kind of what is the final stage, like how is the threshold for what is art determined with the DAO, like the exact process for that. The economy is pretty straightforward. It'll be open. Anybody can participate, but the rewards are the same way. We'll share out the exact details of that soon. And yeah, and then just figuring out kind of what the final thing to collect is. We're working with ideas around being able to collect the whole algorithm, and there's been kind of multiple algorithms rather than a single final one, because it's the what seems to be interesting in part is the breadth of what Botto has been able to accomplish. If you just go to the current p5.botto.com site, you'll be able to see some really cool stuff. And so showing this kind of this world of generative algorithms Botto's been able to create, I think is going to be really fun. And there's some, just in the discussion today, kind of realizing how it gives these nods to history, especially like Harold Cohen and Aaron, which was a version of Botto from the 70s using the symbolic era of AI, which is very similar to procedural generative art. So it has a lot of historical commentary baked into it that we're starting to realize as well. And some really cool stuff coming there. I think, oh yeah, and then obviously the strategy and budget, that's been up for a little while. I think kind of the last rounds of feedback right now. And that should be going up to a vote in a few days. That's the quick update. Probably lots of other little things. Oh, got to give a nod to, there's the rare curation that is going to be wrapping up soon. And then of course, the Zora, which I think is a really cool example of reaching new audiences where they're playing. And there's a really active community on Zora. It's a way to also just share with what the community is doing. And the differentiation that always comes up of doing like derivatives or other kinds of like collectibles, how do you differentiate from what Botto, from Botto's work? And I think with Zora, it's just, it's extremely clear in the platform itself. Yeah. I think, okay, I'm going to pause there so I don't go on too long. We don't have as much time today. Anything you'd add on top of that, Chibi?
No, I think you summed it up very well. I'm generally curious. I think we all have a keen eye on the AI agent meta, if you want to call it a meta. Personally, I think it remains to be seen how sticky that meta actually is. Botto is definitely plugged into it to a degree. I wonder what your thoughts are, and anyone in the audience and anyone here on stage, what we actually think of the meta and what are our current observations, right? I think that's probably the most pertinent question I have.
Yeah, I'd say anybody feel free to raise their hand. I think the bi-directional conversations have been way better than just us going off. So if anybody wants to chat, raise your hand or pop a question into the chat. But in the meantime, I do have some thoughts, which is I think that a lot of these things are going to burn out. There's kind of a novelty to them, but then you realize they're still kind of repetitive. They still kind of have an NPC sort of vibe to them. And there will be some serious winners for sure, but I think it's like every bit of technology hype, it's overhyped. And right now people see agents as an agent is only a social agent. It posts on Twitter and it talks about stuff. But agents are really anything that do something autonomous. And I think that people will start to see that there's many different kinds of agents for different kinds of tasks. And Botto is certainly an agent that's been around for 3 years. And I think there's incredible historical precedence there that people will come to see. We'll have to help them make it more obvious. Obviously, having social agents to participate makes that a lot easier. And then I think there's other things where what can Botto or its agents do that are unique? And that is kind of the big question. I think there's some stuff around imagery that isn't art. So having visual communication, whether it's posting memes or candid photos, I think it can have this sort of uncanny effect in a good way. There's also, how does this fit for Botto? There's playing in the meta, and then there's doing what's right for Botto. And I posted about this a little while ago, this idea of Metatrons, where you don't actually talk with Botto, or you don't talk with it that much. It's quite rare. Usually you're just interacting with different agents of it, which keeps the artist's voice more rarefied. It only talks about its own work. When it speaks, it's important. If something's going off all the time, it can be fun and novel, but again, it kind of wears off. And so it keeps Botto's voice, I think, very powerful and significant when it does say something. That's my two cents.
And as us, sorry, I'm playing the question guy at the moment, mm-hmm. but I am generally curious about everyone's takes as well, Simon. Like, where does the community fit in to that autonomy, that agentic autonomy? We, I think, as stewards have fit in as part of Botto's feedback loop, as part of Botto's creation and curation process. How does that extend socially? And I think, Lauren, you may have had an idea or two as well, right, with Otto, but I'm curious where the DAO sits in all of this.
I think that it's an interesting question because it is moving so quickly, it'll evolve quite fast. But to develop even the baseline credibly, right, that the DAO governance is incredibly important. That's the whole idea with the architecture we built with Ross, was what was something that could be both credibly Botto, but has gotten the right direction from the crowd to really tune it well.
Yeah, I don't think it's an easy answer, and I don't think there is necessarily like a plug-and-play solution. I know there were ideas floating about with interacting with Otto when it comes to Botto's artworks and involving that curation or bring that curation process to the forefront of the public sphere in the form of Twitter, and driving conversation there from a purely, if you want to reduce it to the marketing outlook of that, right, getting eyeballs onto Botto, sure, I think it's a great look, but I know that it carries many other implications and how we as a DAO interact with interns of Botto, aspirationally Botto itself. Yeah, just planting the seed for either conversation now or conversation down the line, but I do think it's incredibly important for us to consider. And I think the distinction between Otto or Botto or whatever agent spawns from Botto between that and others is that community aspect and that intrinsic motivation to provide feedback, to be additive to the process. And I think that is a very unique hook, if you want to call it that. That's a very unique driving factor to improving whatever it is we are building, right?
Yeah. And I think the other thing is the acceleration of these tougher questions about Botto's autonomy versus the DAO's involvement. I don't know if we will get that far to those really kind of difficult like things that lead to serious separation, but we'll certainly get a lot closer, a lot faster. I think that there's a lot of interesting options where you can create children of Botto that maybe live for a full month. So it has full autonomy, but then there's still kind of decent control there. Like it's like Botto's going through a growth spurt because of both the technology and also the attention that can be afforded to these agent systems. But it's not like it's going to hit maturity and take off. I really don't believe in that, at least for the short term. But we'll move very fast, and I think the future is going to become a bit clearer of kind of what the longer evolution is going to look like.
Yeah, an alternative look, and I think I shared this tweet with you, Simon. I'm not sure. I'm gonna find it and dump it in the town hall chat. I think it was French researchers who they put 10 agents in one place, all with divided roles to create and publish a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that incredibly interesting because the relationship has shifted from humans working with agents in an isolated, I think a good example is probably in many of our daily activities, we have that ChatGPT or Claude tab open where we're prompting and having a conversation, right? And working on one isolated aspect of our work life or personal life or whatever. But then all of a sudden you have 10 agents working together to deliver all upon a book. I don't think I actually sent it to you, Simon. I hope I didn't lose the
tweet. You did. I haven't had a chance to dig into it. When you say French researchers, I'm wondering if it's research.
Justine Moore, Venture Twins. But I found that incredibly interesting because there are many processes within the DAO, curation and not, which can have some form of agent involvement. And then it's really a question of how do agents plug in to improve the whole? And I actually think Raugo mentioned it as a way of scaling contributorship, plugging in agents to specific processes of Botto. And I do find that incredibly interesting. And I think as a DAO, we need to explore that more.
That's it. I think the task-specific agents is really the future. It's also not trivial making them really good at those specific tasks and enabling them to collaborate productively. The complexity compounds really fast, but I do really think that is the future.
Yeah, that complexity as a barricade or a barrier, like I think it will be weaned away over the next few years. Maybe we have a very different discussion in January, because if I'm correct, OpenAI are launching their own worker agent in January. Yeah, I think it was in January. To literally do jobs for you within your job. We'll see whether it's any good or not, but I think directionally it's a very strong kind of angle of approach to these agents when it comes to Botto. And I speak very loosely here, right? I'm talking very directionally because I haven't fully crystallized what I mean by that, and I don't want to speak too soon. But I just think it's incredibly interesting. It feels like we are at an inflection point, and we have been, and we're teetering on the edge. And I'm not even talking about AGI or anything along those lines, right? But you are seeing workforce revolutions and process revolutions just coming from the existing status of these LLMs, right? And I have no doubt that among contributorship, right, output has 100% being amplified just through these LLM capabilities, right? So for me, very exciting. I think implications for Botto are endless and also incredibly exciting. I think it's up to us to crowdsource what it is we want to do and why we want to experiment. Because first and foremost, I think we need to remind ourselves that we should be happily experimenting as we are, right? and failure is a part of the experimentation process. Tomorrow, if we went ahead and set up those 10 agents to have Botto write its own book, just carbon copy of what I just sent as an example, and we fail, doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those barricades, we will stumble upon them, and that's totally okay.
Bryce, did I hallucinate Mario posting something in Ideas under Governance? Something about giving a wallet to Botto? I'm looking for it now, but now I can't find it. Is this something that I saw in a fever dream?
Yeah, I think it's under Ideas, or it might be under BIP discussion. It's under BIP discussion.
Okay. Okay, I haven't read this yet. Have you read this yet?
That's the one Mario created. Yeah, I'm following it. But now I want to message Mario and be like, hey, that's an idea. But it's in the idea.
No. Traffic direction.
Yeah.
I love that he's open to it, though. Like, if the Guardian is down, I'm down, because that's kind of what I've been brain blasting on this week. Like, if Botto by proxy of Otto is really absorbing his learnings of culture and its own intuition about art and also how to socialize in the world, who's to say that this doesn't become like one of the most generous, deep-pocketed art patrons in 2025, potentially collecting art, potentially giving out grants for art, maybe donating to art-driven nonprofits or something like that. Yeah. I would be seated.
Zach from Super, I could send that rare, I think he mentioned he was going to send to the wallet. That could kickstart the wallet, no?
Exactly.
The patron auto. Yeah, like I think I'm all for it. I think this plugs in directly to the experimentation aspect. Right, provided it's clear that there's some basic donation mechanism and that it's a donation and that there's no expectations of anything. Why not?
No, exactly. It's like the truth terminal model, right? You have this viral thing with a lot of eyeballs on it that's loud-mouthed and compelling to follow along with. And so people are trying to get its attention by airdropping at things or engaging with things, trying to insert their agenda into its discourse. And then when it does, it works. It pops. I've experienced like a very small interaction like that over the last weekend around the Truth Terminal ecosystem. So I see firsthand how impactful it could be. Andy from Truth Terminal has made it really clear. He treats anything that's donated to that address as a donation. So I find that piece of this meta to be the most interesting and compelling thing. And I am in particular interested in recreating a flywheel of that effect.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
One thing this brings up too is it's a moment where this is something Ben alluded to a little while ago, where the momentum in the market allows for a lot more experimentation, because before you really want to get it right, because if it doesn't take off, it's going to flop completely.
Right.
Now the market attention is very short, and you can also more easily pick up attention and you can iterate to really nail it and get it right. You need to, one, because you need to be able to catch the attention. Mm-hmm. And then once you get it, you're a bit more free there. And I think this is also where there's just, with all the attention, you can attract better talent for also building experiments, mm-hmm. and making bounties or things like that. So I think in order to scale as well, having that kind of work, that more open work, we're in a good position for it. In a way that just doesn't really happen in the same way in the bear market. And I think Otto's a good example of that, of just being able to catch that momentum. And like we talked about agents in the past, but it's very different when you're like, no, if we put this up, there will be attention and we can use that to benefit, versus is this going to start a new piece of lore that will then establish things like we need a full plan here. This is kind of, you can really create it as you go. We know the direction, but that kind of in between of like where you want to end up and where you are, it's much easier to just kind of catch the wind and go.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to see a lot of interesting rotations of attention through the next month and a half or so between different things percolating in the space. I honestly feel like the only reason why AI metas are quiet this week is because everyone's downloading TikTok and trying to figure out what the kids are talking about there because of Chill Guy having its moment. But the illustrator of that very chill-looking little bear is on Pissed and is on Twitter talking about it. And so now there's Chill Guy FUD. And anyway, point being is that I think there's going to be interesting 2 to 3 day blips, but that doesn't mean it's going away forever. People are just really chasing the next thing, but I don't know. I think that there's ongoing longevity as long as we have the flexibility to evolve.
Yeah.
Yeah. That attention is always going to ongoingly rotate, right? Even more so now in this type of market than in the past in the bear. I'm referring back to what Simon mentioned with Ben. A tangential discussion here, maybe relevant, is Solana, right? Mm-hmm. AI agents are almost, not all, but they are almost exclusively sat on Solana.
Yeah.
The conversation did pop up on Discord as an idea. I can say on a personal note, I am not at all opposed, and I think along with others from the product working group, we've explored how easy is it to actually integrate Solana, and the answer is fairly easy, right? That's the short answer. There's nuance to that, and then there'd be stages if we wanted to introduce ourselves to Solana, and then it's just, I think the only thing the DAO needs to really do is nail why it is we want to move to Solana. Now, you know, based on some of the budget discussions, maybe I think there were discussions on volume. Solana is that one of those plug and play options pending how we are able to, or whether we are able to capture attention if we were on Solana. It's the, okay, Botto's launched on Solana and then what, right? So I think there are a lot of open questions there. I do think Solana is not a bad move at all. Simon, if you would recall, 6 to 9 months ago, we were talking about Botto being on the chain prior to launching on Base, prior to there being any real activity in the market with very fragmented audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ultimately that still proves, or that's still true today. I think directionally Botto should be available across chains. There are second order concerns there, fragmentation of liquidity, that's the very obvious one. But Botto should be that accessible point to an interesting blockchain project that is very consumer, retail kind of friendly, because that's what it is. Here it's the exposure.
And you referenced the conversation we had a while ago, and it's the same thing of like, yeah, okay, like we do this, but then what happens? And it's very different when there's a clear win that makes the move pay off in the short term. And then it covers the cost and the downside of the long term. If it fragments liquidity, okay. But if it onboards people, it gets a pump, it gets just this kind of liquid attention that can be converted, right? Then it's worth it. It basically covers your cost of doing it. And then long term, it's all gravy afterwards. I think it's still stuff you need to monitor and watch for and check and understand, okay, what's the long-term downside of this? But yeah, I think that's a good way of thinking about it, which is we're in these moments that can cover the cost of doing it and expose it to upside, versus before there was definitely a cost to doing it and unclear upside. Mm-hmm. And that's the big change. Those are the big changes here of kind of where we're at right now. And I think we're going to continue to see a lot of those kinds of opportunities coming up. And we'll be building a framework of how to think about these things as we go. But also, I think I've been really interested to see, surprised even, at how much openness there was to the Solana bridging discussion, right? There is skepticism, a little bit of skepticism, but ultimately, yeah, sure, let's experiment, let's try it. And I think that's indicative of everybody. I think Ben said he was going to make a proposal for that in particular. So I have to actually jump on another call, but this was fun. Good to see everybody.
This was fun.
Noah, thanks for coming by. Sorry we couldn't hear more from you, but glad to hear the show is up and doing well. And I also saw on Twitter, it's your birthday. So happy birthday. All right. Talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Cheers. Take care, everyone.
Bye.